Hey, it's Pastor Mike. Are you a Bible nerd like I am? Well, even if you're not, I know you're really going to love our podcast called Bible Threads with Dr. Bruce Becker. Bruce is a friend and a colleague at Time of Grace, and he's a great teacher of the Bible. In his podcast, he uncovers the threads that run through the scriptures from beginning to end, and I'm not exaggerating when he will help you dig deeper than ever before into God's Word. He's going to inspire you to live with greater confidence and joy as he does. So just search for Bible Threads wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
I recently rewatched the movie Inside Out. I don't know if you've seen the movie. It tells the story of a young girl named Riley who has moved from Minnesota to California and all the different emotions that she's feeling. What makes this movie interesting is they tell the story from inside Riley's head, from the perspective of her emotions. And the emotion Joy is the main character, and Joy explains what the role is of all the different emotions. She says that fear's job is to protect Riley from doing things that could hurt her, and disgust's job is to keep her from eating anything poisonous, and anger's job is to let Riley know if there's been an injustice, and Joy's job is to make sure everything is fun and enjoyable. And then Joy looks at the emotion sadness, and she says, I'm not really sure what sadness job is. And maybe that's how you feel. You know, sadness can be a very hard emotion to feel and process. And sometimes we don't realize what is the point of sadness. Why do we have this ability to be sad? Well, if you're going through a season of burnout or a midlife crisis, chances are one of the reasons that you're experiencing this burnout is it's time for you to grieve some of your losses. You might have to grieve the loss of the life that will never be. When you reach a certain part in your age in your life, your options start to become more limited. When you were younger, it seems like you could do anything. You had all the time in the world to maybe start a family or try a new career or try a new skill. But as we grow older, because of some of the decisions that we've made, some of those options become more limited. And so we might be grieving a life that we thought we were going to have, but is no longer possible. Another thing that we might be grieving is some challenging relationships. Whenever I talk to people who are going through burnout, we talk about some of the losses and the relationships that they've had and the challenging relationships they have. And I tell them to make a list of all the people who have hurt them, the people that they're still angry with. And usually the list comes to about 3 to 5 people. It seems like all of us have about 3 to 5 people that have hurt us. And we might be holding on to that anger instead of grieving the loss of those relationships and the pain that we felt. And then for some of us, we need to grieve the loss of losing people, that there might be been a parent or family member or friend that's no longer here, that they've died. And so we need to really grieve those losses, especially as we go through a season of midlife crisis and burnout. Now, the good news is that God gives us the words to grieve. He teaches us how to experience sadness and why sadness is so important. It's in the Psalms where we read Psalm 6 says this, I am worn out from all my groaning. All night long I flood my bed with weeping and drench my couch with tears. My eyes grow weak with sorrow. They fail because of all my foes. And so the Psalms gives us permission to weep and to wail and to cry out to God as we mourn all the losses in our life. Psalm 13 says something similar. How long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts day after day, have sorrow in my heart? And so this longing, God, how long are you going to let me endure this pain and suffering? How long do I have to go through this time of confusion? And maybe those words really resonate with you, especially in a season of burnout and midlife crisis. And then Psalm 42 says this, my tears have been my food day and night, while people say to me all day long, where is your God? These things I remember as I pour out my soul. I used to go to the house of God under the protection of the Mighty One. So maybe you're mourning this idea that you felt like at one time you had this strong faith in God, you were walking with God, but now God seems so far away because there's been so many losses and so much grief in your life, and you don't know where he is. And this is important. It's important for us to go through that process of mourning our losses, the loss of people, the losses of the life that we wanted, the losses of close relationships. And the good news is, Jesus gives us encouragement to grieve. He says in the New Testament, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." And so as you take a moment to recognize that you're going through this season of burnout, this midlife crisis, take a moment to grieve your losses. Write down those things that are on your heart, and then give them to God. Take a moment to create some space to let God help you process all these losses so that you can move on with the next half of your life. Let's pray. Lord God, in this world of sin, we are going to experience loss. And so, Lord God, our hearts are heavy, and we pray that you would help us move through this loss, that you would lead us to accept some of the things that we've lost, accept the life that we will not live, or the people we won't see, at least for right now. We pray, Lord God, that you would give us a sense of peace and a hope that you still have good plans for us, and ultimately the plan of the resurrection. In your name we pray. Amen.